Yes, Matt.
Okay, so apropos of questions that you were getting yesterday, may I ask you if the legion of internet users in North Korea should expect to face further disruptions in the coming days of their service?
Well, as I said yesterday, I can't speculate. I mean, ask the North Koreans if their internet wasn't working. I can't speculate on why that was if it wasn't. I can't confirm the reports that it actually wasn't. So I would check with them. They're certainly the right people to speak to this, and I don't have much more on this.
How exactly would you suggest we do that? Email? If their internet's down, I'm not sure that
you're an enterprising reporter, Matt. Well, I'm sure you can find some way. But it's not, I guess my point is it's not something for us to speak to. It's their internet, and I guess
I thought the internet was the world's.
Can I ask something
sure
more? Can I ask on that particular
hold on.
Point?
Your answer yesterday to this question, which I think Nicole raised, was interpreted by a lot of people to be a kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
And I wasn't indicating. I don't think I actually winked or nudged during that answer.
No, I'm saying it was interpreted.
I said a couple things. I said I can't comment on those reports one way or the other. I can't confirm them one way or the other. I don't actually know that their internet was out, and it's not for me to speak to. I was broadly speaking about what the president has said, but in no way was trying to link it to yesterday's activity.
Okay.
And I understand it was sort of interpreted that way and did not mean to be.
Can I ask something more pointed particularly about that? I mean, I think we're not asking you anymore, like, if the internet was shut down. It clearly seems that they've had some kind of interruption. So just point blank, was the U.S. involved in anything related to the internet shutting down in North Korea?
This isn't our internet, Elise. I would go ask the North Koreans.
Did the U.S. undertake any type of cyber operations that could have led to the North Korean internet being down?
I don't have any information to share with you about.
So you're not saying absolutely not. You're not involved.
I think I'm not going to comment on those one way or the other, and I would caution you from assuming that.
I'm not assuming. I'm asking.
Can I finish before you
interrupt
me? Okay. Just because we're in this room doesn't mean we can all talk over each other.
Look, it wouldn't be interrupting if she had let you finish.
I like that you do have to turn the mic on, though. What I'm saying is, look, I don't have anything new to share with you today about North Korea. The president has spoken to what our potential responses, separate and apart from what we've seen over the last 24 hours, might be. And I leave it to the North Koreans to talk about if their internet was up, if it wasn't, and why. We're just not going to entertain questions one way or the other about, you know, any of these questions about, you know, possible U.S. responses of any kind. And I would caution you from assuming that because I'm not going to comment on them, that the answer means one thing or the other.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm just
asking. Your question sounded like you were.
No, it's not. It's just, obviously a lot of people are assuming, and I'm not in the business of assuming.
Right.
I'm in the business of asking you whether the U.S. was involved in this obvious shutdown of the North Korean internet.
I just don't think we're going to get into the business of every time something happens in a country like North Korea saying yes or no either way. I think that just sets a precedent that, quite frankly, is not a helpful one. And I just don't have more for you on this.